Om Shanti. Today is 25th June 2026. Bhog was just offered on the day of the Sadguru in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we'll now be listening to Baba's message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. With everyone's loving, love-filled remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, what did I see? There was beautiful flower decorations all around. And when I was looking closely at these flower arrangements, I saw each of Baba's children visible through those flowers. And it was such a lovely scene. Just as though there are a host of flowers in the garden. And the scene of living flowers, that is of Baba's children, was very beautiful. But then I looked all around and I didn't see Baba anywhere. But this entire atmosphere was very fragrant. The flowers were swaying in the wind. It was as though the flowers were dancing. So for a few seconds I just observed this scene. After a while, what did I see? Baba was coming from a distance. And as he came closer, I asked Baba where he had been to. It's such a beautiful atmosphere in the subtle region. And all of Baba's children, Brahmin children, are dancing and swaying and smiling like flowers. Baba then said, Baba too has observed this scene, and it was Baba who invited the children to this atmosphere, to this gathering. Baba is very pleased to see this gathering. Vaha, my children. Vaha, my fortunate children. So I then asked Baba, did you go on a tour of the world today? Baba smiled and replied, on one hand, it is the time of transformation in the world, and on another hand, it is the time of completion. And today Baba went on a tour to observe the children's efforts, their spiritual efforts. What did Baba see then? So the Brahmin children started to reply and started to ask Baba, Baba, tell us what you saw. So Baba was firstly giving a lot of blessings in this wonderful gathering of Brahmin children, and the children were very, very pleased and they were dancing in joy. What did Baba see today? Baba wants to show the children that scene. Brahmin children think that they're making very good efforts. So three types of models emerge in front of Baba. The first model was looking very beautiful. It was sparkling, shining, and very beautiful. And then the second model was sparkling as well, but the depth of it was just lost within. It was not emerged. And the third model was quite simple. It looked like a model externally, but it was very simple. So Baba then said, Baba told the Brahmin children that you can go to whichever model you find attractive, So a majority of our children went towards the first model. And as they stood around the first model, the features of the model started to shake, move up, down, side, and some of the pieces kind of got dismantled and started falling down. And for some, their model was becoming very hollow inside. So there were fewer children were standing in front of the second model. And models were disintegrating from that model and moving all around. And they were not able to get back into that model or fix themselves back into the second model. And then the third, in front of the third model, because it was very simple, very few children were standing before that. And as they stood in front of this simple model, the entire model started to sparkle so brightly, and it started to sparkle like the new world, the new age. It's as though it was showing scenes of the new world from the third model. Bhavan started to explain, "Look, children, the Father, God, has come to establish the new world, the new kingdom through the children, and the children are making efforts for it. So the first group of children represented those who were just attracted towards external show, and their internal stage is not strong. Because their internal stage is not strong, sometimes they pick up very fast speed in their spiritual efforts. And sometimes they feel very hollow internally, they feel very empty within themselves. There are these children who are making effort, they're making external efforts. But then they keep telling Baba all the time, Baba, I don't have enough strength, give us power. Baba, you take care of this task. Baba is already helping the children. The first group represented those children who are those who forget the internal companionship of the Father. They come into the arrogance of I, and this is why they feel hollow internally. The second group represent those who have the Father's company, they're moving along in the Father's companionship, but from time to time they become a bit disheartened. So there's fluctuation in their effort, sometimes high, sometimes low, and then they start to think that I'm not able to carry out this task, their efforts also become a bit slack. So they keep revolving around their own thoughts. They're doing everything, they're making their spiritual efforts, but because of their own weak thoughts, they keep spinning around in those thoughts. And then the third group represented those children who have always had very firm faith that Baba is with me, Baba is the one to do everything through me, I'm under the canopy of Baba's protection. Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Baba has made us instruments for every task. So with humility and with the consciousness of being an instrument, while carrying out every task, they remain light internally. They don't experience any heaviness. So then what did Baba do? Once again, he told all the children, Baba again showed a model of the new world, and it was each child was holding a globe of the new world in their hand. So Baba then explained, always keep the aim that we are those who have rights over the new world. Baba has given us the throne of self-sovereignty at the present time in the confluence age. And so we have to stabilize ourselves in the consciousness of being world sovereigns. Baba has given us the crown, the tilak, the throne. And so you will easily be able to bring about self-transformation. Baba showered the children with a lot of love. Baba then offered the bhog to the children. And then, what did I see in Baba's hand? A crystal-style heart. emerged in Baba's hand. He was holding it in his hand. Baba gave that to each child and said, the father has invited the children to the subtle region today. And so there were three things noted around this heart. In the center was Baba. The children were seated in Baba's heart, and around the heart there were rays of light spreading out like the sun, like sunlight. Baba then explained, just as the sun constantly shares its light with the world, similarly you children have to remember that Baba is constantly sharing love and power with you, but you have to should not distance yourself with your own thoughts, otherwise you will not be able to experience that power and that love from Baba. Always remember that I reside in Baba's heart, Baba is in my heart. Remember that Baba is seated in your heart, and so no one else can take place in your heart. So continually dance, enjoy, and continue to experience, have experiences with Baba. I then gave remembrances on behalf of those who had offered special bhog. Baba immersed them and said, to give remembrances or send remembrance for Baba is to experience power within yourself. Baba immersed all the souls in front of him and filled them, make them complete through his drishti. I then returned. Om Shanti.